All right, 7:19 here on a Thursday, which means it's time we
get
some sage counseling advice from Dr. Steve Craig, who joins us here from Craig Counseling Services. It's nice to see you.
Allegedly sage.
Fair. And you've got an event coming up on June 3rd for the Michigan Council of Women in Technology, too. So that's going to be exciting.
That's great. That's what.
Again, June 3rd? Advice. That's
sage advice. Yeah. Well, I got to find some between now and then. All right. Okay. This says, Dr. Steve, last week I got into an argument with a woman on the pickleball court at our pickleball club. And no matter how much I tried to resolve it, she won't accept my efforts. The issue was that she kept getting the score wrong. And doing that once is one thing, but she kept getting it wrong throughout the game. When I insisted we talk about it, she wouldn't listen to me, and it led to a heated conversation, so I just quit the game. The next time I saw her, I went right up to her and offered to shake her hand, and I said, no hard feelings, but she was still mad, and that interaction went bad again. Some other people talked to me and convinced me to just tell her you were sorry. And I did that and even added some compliments to her to show her I was sincere. I told her how I had known for a while she'd always been nice and that she was even looking very good because she'd lost some weight. But even that fell flat and the tension is still very high. I like playing there and I want the tension to go away, but what do I do when someone refuses to take responsibility for their initial bad behavior and then won't accept an apology? I feel like there's just a negative narrative building and I can't get out of it.
All right, Lloyd, break it down.
I think he made a mistake, or he felt he did. He went to apologize. She doesn't want to accept it. I don't think that keeps you from playing or going there. You can't control the narrative that she wants to start. You just continue to play. You keep on being the person you are, being nice and cordial, and you just keep on playing. I mean, that's to me seems like more her issue than his.
Lloyd says move on. What do you say?
First of all, can we are you winning Wimbledon?
It's the Olympics.
From this?
Right.
What are we doing? I mean, who cares? First of all,
who cares?
It's your pickleball club.
That's the first thing. Who cares?
God. This feels a bit patronizing to me. So this dude's like, hey, she keeps getting the score wrong. Okay, we move on. I tried to point it out. She doesn't want to talk about it. But then I say she's been looking good because she lost some weight?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're really kind of piling it on.
Oh, man.
I don't know what that one has to do with the other. I guess he's just trying to be nice, but it feels like... And then he says, I like playing there. I want the tension to go away, but what do I do when someone refuses to take responsibility for their initial bad behavior? I don't think this lady stole his car. They're playing a child's game. I feel like this is being blown out of proportion, but he's taking it to a bigger escalation.
All right, I got a lot to say here.
Okay.
First of all, this is so slanted.
Yes.
Yes, it is so slanted. And, you know, my overall statement is it's amazing to me because I think this guy is wrong in so many ways.
Yes.
And I'll explain it. But it's always amazing to me that people are so far more invested in improving their appearance and their wallet than they are in improving their character.
Right. Okay.
And this is what this screams about here. You know what I mean? First of all, an apology never should start with you. You this, you that. It's all about I. So there's no apologizing here. Even his statement of no hard feelings. That's not an apology. That means you're still a jerk. I'll just look the other way.
Yeah.
I mean, so he's not doing any of those
You could
things.
Just say like, hey, I'm sorry. I was caught up in the competition of it all.
Of the Olympic pickleball event. Right. Right. But this really gives us a good opportunity to learn about character, but really learn about how a psychologist thinks. So let me try and explain that to you.
Okay.
I'm not going to, it doesn't matter to me what the event was. What I'm always listening for is how you respond to what happens to you, because that exposes who you are. So that's number one. And then number two, what emotion are you trying to elicit in me when you tell the story?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on here like crazy. But let me give a quick example of that, Lloyd. If I saw Chris in the hallway here and he didn't say hi to me and I came over to you, my story could be, Chris is such a jerk. He's not friendly. He's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm so nice to put up with his crap and blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
But I don't have to interpret it. that he's a jerk. I could interpret it. Yeah. Chris is having a bad day.
Right.
Or he missed me. I mean, why would I interpret it so negatively? There's so many ways to interpret it. For me to do it that way says a whole lot about how I view the world.
Okay.
Two, and then I'm so great because I looked the other way. You know, like I'm trying to get you on my board on, you know, yeah, Chris is a jerk and you're a saint, Steve, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's what I'm hearing. And when you hear this story, you hear like, oh my God, I was so great to this woman and I kept apologizing. I mean, you know, it makes me want to go, boy, the world is a great place that you're in it, buddy. Like, wow. But first of all, it's just pickleball. Why are you in an argument? Second of all, why are you going to interpret that she was having bad behavior and she wouldn't listen? She could have been right. He could be wrong. He's really trying to slant his whole story towards, you know, getting us to be on his side.
Well, and to your point, the people were saying, you should just apologize.
Just apologize. Yeah. Everyone's telling him to just.
And he's like, I mean, I did it. Right. I said she looked good because she lost some weight.
Yeah. Right.
It's like,
yeah.
And then you get there. Which, by the way, this woman, so many people would just walk the other way. He's a jerk. She stood her ground. She keeps saying that's not an acceptable apology.
Right.
That's
right.
A strong woman.
Right.
So we shouldn't take this as she's like terrible because she won't accept the apology. No, she wants a real apology.
Right.
Good for her.
Right.
You know. But
so basically, he should have came if he was going to apologize. He should have came to her and said, you know, I was a real jerk and I shouldn't.
Well, first of all,
you know,
don't interpret someone when it goes wrong as they're out to get you. And then don't try to make me think that you're great because you put it. That's all bad. And then have a real apology.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry. I was having a bad day. I will go overboard. I shouldn't behave that way. Thank you for putting up with me. Done. You this. I'm going to, you know, forgive you for your stuff. And by the way, you look good. Do you know what I mean? It's a dapper shirt, Lloyd. You know,
yeah,
I mean, like, what are
okay,
we doing?
It's like, all right,
it's
man.
Sugar. Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, to me, this just reveals so much about him really not understanding how to, it's just immature. It's just all about him, you know, his interpretation that he was doing wrong, his being a saint because he apologized to him none of these things seem to be the way he's describing
it. He's the pickleball connoisseur.
Right.
He knows.
Well,
that's what you feel.
There's also like a priority imbalance here. Right. Like, you don't need to treat somebody poorly over a game that you will get nothing out of.
That's right. That it's, you know, it's revealing his character that he reacted this way and that he can't even apologize.
Right.
That's what screams out of it to me is you got in a fight over pickleball? Just call the score 5-5 and move on.
It literally doesn't matter.
Who care?
Yeah.
But why
it could
are
be
you
100
so-
to nothing. It doesn't matter.
I know. Why are you so upset about this? It says so much about him, not everybody else. And that's what he's not really recognizing is that he's the one who's wearing the clown suit, not everyone else. And good for this woman for standing her ground. Don't try to make me feel like she's the idiot because she didn't walk, you know, because she didn't take it.
That's Dr. Steve Craig.
Thank you, man.
And that is Therapy Thursday. We'll take a break. More next on JR Morning.